This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Bears.
Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
I ain't even talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm going next to Mark Grody from The Score.
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What?
How gratifying is it? Does it please you?
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grody. Mark Grote, WBBM.
Mark Grody.
Whatever, the Bears suck.
On the school.
You ain't my bitch.
Okay.
What a wide-ranging open we have for Mark Grody. Is that new for football season, Robbie? I feel like it is.
I feel like Mark's got his appropriate clothing on since it's hoodie season now. Probably got a hoodie on to protect his head.
It's going
to
be 95 today because of corn sweat.
A light hoodie.
Why does that feel so inappropriate to say?
You just keep saying corn sweat because you like saying corn sweat.
Let's
be honest.
It's inappropriate, but I like it. Everybody sweats, including corn. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We wait for Mark Grody, who is at Hallis Hall, doing Bears things. As I understand, players are speaking. In fact, Cole Kmet is talking, so that might be what he's doing, is collecting Cole Kmet sound, because that's important for us to hear what he had to say, especially given last season. Have a couple updates to this, according to Alex Shapiro, our friend over at CHSN. He says that he did not see rookies Luther Burden or Zay Frazier on the field. As we continue to wonder about Luther Burden's availability, he's now at least signed that you don't have to worry about. But when it comes to his soft tissue injury that kept him out of some OTAs, that was an issue. So we continue to watch and just see what's going to happen with him. That's this time of year. You're going to try to figure out who's available and who's not. Braxton Jones and Colston Loveland, according to Adam Johns, both participated. And also this update from Adam Johns, Tremaine Edmonds picked off Caleb Williams in a team period. See, it's okay. It's okay. You'll be fine.
So here's my question. Do we have someone who's tabbing up the passes Caleb Williams is making in practice and therefore able to calculate a daily percentage, if you will?
It'd be really difficult because media is only allowed to see part of practice.
I thought training camp you could stay for the whole thing.
It depends.
Oh, okay. Well, I obviously, whenever the public is allowed, you can be there the whole time.
I need somebody in the public press conferences taking the stats. I've called for a lot today out of those who are the nerd types like me. We're trying to get an MLB trade machine going, and we're trying to get now the public stats out of the practices.
I'm going Saturday. So when I go Saturday, I'm going to find out what's going on.
I love it. And now let's go to our guy who's out there today. We head to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we have Mark Grody, Mark Grote, the man of many impressions, but also most importantly, did you get chased by anybody on a riding lawnmower today, Mark?
So far, I am clean. 2025 is a new year. I did not see any. I was on the lookout for any sort of, let's just say, vehicles in the area, and nothing was compromised today. So I can report that.
Woo!
Yes. So that's big. It's a new year. It's a new year, Layla. And I am here to protect myself, and I feel like people are watching out for me. Thank you for the slow clap. Thank you.
Mark, what was the thing that stood out to you? Because I know there's so much to see on day one. Your eyes are kind of darting everywhere at the start of practice. Obviously, you want to check and see who's out there and who's not first, right?
Marshall, I am going to, if you don't mind, Marshall.
Yeah, I don't mind at all.
I'm going to rattle off a bunch of my, in no particular order here. I'm just looking at the notes on my phone. Let me just tell you, like, how things have gone so far. I had an hour plus practice. Just came inside a little while ago. We heard from Dennis Allen. Cole Kmet just spoke. TJ Edwards is going to speak. And so this is like the timing is perfect. I'm literally just walked out of the interview room into the NFL Network room where I'm speaking to you fine people. So here are my unedited notes. There was no Luther Burden out there today. Just so people, you know, just to bring you back. He had some soft tissue issues, right when he came in here for the preseason program and everything. So he still was not out there. I didn't even spot him. Now, that doesn't mean he wasn't, you know, didn't pop out there at some point in time, but I did not see number 87 on the field here today. So no Luther Burden. Zay Frazier, one of the guys that I have talked about as potentially being a training camp hero, was not present today. Braxton Jones and Colson Loveland were both out here in ramp-up mode. Now, more notes. Caleb Williams's first pass in 11-on-11, guys, an interception by Tremaine Edmonds, which some people thought would have been an easy pick six if things were full speed. Another note here, Ben Johnson, about an hour into the practice, first unit lining up out there in 11-on-11, getting ready to go. They botch something, and then they botch it again. Ben Johnson, we got yelling. We got yelling from Ben Johnson, and he benched the first unit. He did like a line change. He's like, get out of here, sit down, and he brings in the next line.
The whole first unit, the entire offense.
Yeah, that was it. Like, bring on in the Case Keenum line. And by the way, Layla, Case Keenum, the second string quarterback today.
That's big news. Also, he carried a massive suitcase to Halas Hall, and I was wondering what is in the suitcase. But, you know, ooh, the older you get, ooh, the more you travel with.
That's true.
Okay, so I before you get to the other updates here, I think it's important to point out, I didn't know that it was the first pass where Caleb Williams threw it and Tremaine Edmonds picked it off. What was the reaction like when that happened? Like Caleb Williams and out of the defense?
No, as you can imagine, and there's a healthy group of reporters out here, dozens of us, and the reaction was, really? That was the reaction. It was like, come on, you got to be kidding. Like, here we are, we're all back, and there's an interception thrown by Caleb Williams. So I don't think it's symbolic of anything, in terms of, oh boy, DeCaleb ain't there yet. It just sort of sucked that's the way it started. And it's fun that you mentioned, Layla, that you didn't know that was the first pass. I actually, like, at first I didn't know either. I was like, was his first pass of the damn day, wasn't it? And yes, so that was his first pick of the day. And on the overall, it was just an okay day for the offense. I didn't necessarily think the defense shined that much either. Like, it's not like this is one of those days where I'm going to sit here and tell you the defense dominated, but there were no real big highlights from the Caleb Williams offense. There was a nice, a really nice connection out here, like play of the day, Tyson Bagent to the rookie J.P. Richardson out of TCU, a sweet catch and a bang-bang play. So if you needed an offensive highlight, that was it for sure. One thing on the defense here, guys, too, I thought it was interesting. Tyreek Stevenson, of course, starting at one cornerback like he'd had and still continues to do without Jalen Johnson today. Nashawn Wright was the cornerback on the other side. And, you know, look, we just talked to Dennis Allen. And he was talking about how size is a big deal to him, especially with cornerbacks. And Nashon Wright, 6'4", fourth-year player out of Oregon State, fits that bill. So it wasn't Terrell Smith, who Dennis Allen said was not as available during the preseason program and has been banged up a little bit. So I think that that was interesting, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ben Johnson benching the entire offense is basically a Bears meatball move. Like, isn't that basically something a caller has said? Like, I'm benching the whole offense. He did it.
Yeah, he did it. He did it. That's an old – it actually reminded me of, guys, when Tom Thibodeau was – I think it was Thibodeau, who at one point in time during his Bulls tenure just sat – every one of his star starters, like back when things were really good for the Bulls, because things, I just put in a bunch of no names and just left them in there for the rest of the half. That's what it reminded me of. But in this case, I should be very clear. It was like the first string came right back on. They didn't send them to the sideline or anything like that. It was just, all right, get out of here. You know, you guys, you botched this twice. We didn't get the specifics of it. Ben Johnson didn't speak today. Cole Kmet was up there and we're like, he was sort of enabled with the question that he was asked. Was like, oh, is this like a new installation issue? And Cole just looked at us and said, we screwed up. We should have known what was going on there. So they, wow. So the players took some culpability in botching whatever was going on. But man, I mean, the carryover, because I wanted to see, like, Ben Johnson set the template in the OTAs and the mini camp and all that stuff. And one of the themes was his voice. And there it was again today, man. He had a red ass today when he was like, he had seen enough in that moment.
I love that, because Ben Johnson, as collected as he's been, we've seen now several instances of him stepping in and stopping what's going wrong. And that's all I ask for. That's like the baseline, because that's something that clearly did not happen this time last year. So I want to know, with Dennis Allen specifically, what was his message? What stood out to him on day one? Because we often talk about the offense. So much has been put on Ben Johnson. But, hey, Dennis Allen's a new coach. He's a defensive coordinator. And we're expecting big things, or at least better things, from this defense.
Yeah, no doubt, Marshall. And, I mean, and just to add to the point that you were making in terms of the coaching, and the coaching has to be able to identify what is wrong to be able to stop the play and yell. Sometimes you wonder, with the previous regime, did they know that the team had screwed up? Did they know that the plays needed to be stopped? Did they know that there needed to be some culpability? But at some point in time, I will officially stop talking or comparing things to the 2024 season. As far as Dennis Allen, man, I've talked to Dennis Allen previously, being out here. This was the first time. Like, now we're in a different mode. He got up there, and look, as we all know, Dennis Allen was a head coach. He truly carries himself with the confidence and the poise and just the way he speaks. He does, like, you could tell he's been a head coach. He came up there today, and he was like, man, this is the beginning. Liked what we saw. Loved that Tremaine Edmonds had the interception, but there's a long way to go. Dennis Allen was asked about Jalen Johnson and said, obviously, we don't like him not being here, but he said the right things in terms of, we know that we have good depth here, and we're gonna make make the most of things without Jalen Johnson for right now. He's still – no update on that, by the way. He's still on that three-week timetable, which Ryan Poles shared with us yesterday. But, more specifically, too, on Dennis Allen Marshall, I mean, he talked about – because, you know, we talked about Tremaine Edmonds and, you know, maybe changing positions and T.J. Edwards. Both those guys were kind of cross-training today, playing both positions. So, yeah. So that – I mean, I think we're going to see T.J. Edwards in that middle spot. I think that was made pretty clear. I think that he is the guy that, you know, can be most effective there. But for whatever it's worth, Dennis Allen was straight up and saying, yeah, there's some cross-training going on with those guys.
Just to clarify, Mark, you said 3 weeks. That was a very specific time for Jalen Johnson. The quote was a few weeks. Have we narrowed it down to three?
You know what? That's a great – I'm glad you clarified that. When I hear few, I mean, I just translate that to 3 weeks. So I probably should have generalized and used few. So I'll go back to
I was
few.
Excited because 3 weeks I can
no,
do it.
No. Yeah, few. Isn't that technically – like if you looked up the word few in the dictionary, is
several
it three?
Times in my life. I've looked up few. I've looked up several. It's a small number of.
It's a small number of.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's not like a specific.
That's clever it. If yeah. you're the one phrasing it and people are asking for a hard timeline. Clever.
Yeah. I'm a clever guy. Clever. Or as they say in Jurassic Park, clever girl.
And then he dies.
Yeah, I mean, I can't stand it. Yeah, I can't stand the Jurassic Park movies. I have too much anxiety in my life. I don't need all that. I don't need to worry about dinosaurs. I can't worry about dinosaurs running around the earth. I have no time for this.
Layla, I don't have time for dinosaurs, damn it.
I don't. I do not. Like, I saw several spiders on my commute today walking around the sidewalk because it's spider season. That's all I'm dealing with right now, okay?
Oh, my God. How about I think you up a good Triceratops or maybe a Stegosaurus, maybe
as
a
long
Brontosaurus.
As it's not a raptor.
Can we get a nice dinosaur, like a Brontosaurus or something, who's, like, slow and you see him coming and he eats plants?
Well, Layla, see, that's the thing. In every Jurassic Park movie, there's a nice Brontosaurus part where you see the herbivores out in the yonder harmlessly howling up and just the beautiful scenery in Costa Rica. I'm very hurt that you're not a Jurassic Park fan, Layla.
No, I saw one and that was enough for me. I don't need to have them come back all the time. I don't need to make the Mesozoic era great again.
I'm kind of with her on the whole not watching Jurassic Park, but just the part about I don't need them to come back.
Yeah, yeah. And of course it's through a mosquito. Don't get me started on them as disease carriers.
Oh,
no,
man,
none of
that
this.
Was pretty,
that none of it.
Was pretty fancy the way they did all that with the amber and the whatnot. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't need any of that. These things already scare me. I don't need them in my real life.
You know what?
I'm trying to avoid spiders on my walk today.
When I come in on Friday, guys, let's talk Triassic period.
I like it.
Yeah. Can't wait to see you Friday, Grody.
Yeah, it's been a while. I miss you.
You've been
guys.
Ducking me, but that's okay.
We'll let you get back to collecting more important Bears interviews, Mark. Thank you for your time and your service.
I'm not ducking you. Marshall actually ducks me, Layla. It's not, he was going
jumped
to walk
me on the
right
street,
past
basically.
Me.
He jumped me
in
on the
South
street.
Loop. Yeah, I did. I was hiding behind a pillar.
He was hiding.
Pillar?
Yeah, he jumped me. He was hiding as I was walking down the street. You know, I'm locked in. I'm like you. We're locked in when we're walking.
Mission critical walkers.
And Grody was like, and I was like, oh, hey, what's up, Mark?
But dude, I'm telling you guys, look down, man. You don't want to step on a spider. That's gross. It's spider season.
Yeah.
They're here.
It is spider. Hey, last thing, Layla.
Yeah.
Spiders are our friends.
Yes.
They eat the insects.
Yeah, I like
spiders
them.
Spiders are our friends.
They right. eat stuff for me to not have to worry about. So I'm into it. So just watch
life,
for them.
Life finds a way.
Oh.
I can't. I can't with it. Just you know, help out your spiders on your daily walk.
We
they're,
just hope
they're
the
hanging
bears
out
will
on
find
the
a way. We yeah. hope the bears will find a way.
And maybe
the bears will find a way.
Somebody's like a spider on the field. I feel like that would be Kyler Gordon. I feel like he's the Spider-Man.
Spider and eating insects and eating out their insides. Anybody know the song lyric?
No.
That is Blink 182.
All I know is Itsy Bitsy Spider. That's all.
You ate my beer!
Oh, okay.
Wow. This journey down life's memories and examination of existential concepts with Mark Grody is now coming to an end. Mark, thank you. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye, guys. See you guys. Bears.
The Bears. Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado. I really like the Silverado part. I really want to get to that sooner in this read. Chevy is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.